Hey guys, good morning. Man, I ain't drop an episode in a minute. I told y'all I'm going to be dropping episodes here and there. I wasn't playing with y'all. I am doing this at my own pace, and I am also in my healing journey. Healing is an everyday thing, and I'm not rushing myself and putting a lot of pressure on myself. I am taking my time. And I thank y'all for being so patient with me and still listening to my podcast. I really appreciate the love and the support. Because my audience and my plays have not changed. So I am so grateful with that. But this morning I woke up with something in my heart. I embarked on a spiritual journey. And so I basically believe in reincarnation. And there's a lot of people out here that believe in spirituality and reincarnation. So, you know, wars and racism, division, chaos, you know, just chaotic, catastrophic situations, especially racism. If somebody can create something as big and as powerful as religion, because we all know religion is a man-made thing, how are we not seeing that racism was also man-made? You know what I'm saying? Like, all these things were created because, you know, to make money, because war and chaos and all this confusion causes division. And all these division and confusion and chaos causes war. Money is the root of all evil. Wars make more money than anything. So racism, and if you really believe in spirituality and reincarnation, right? How in the world, and on top of that, before I even say anything, your ethnicity, a lot of people have a lot of different backgrounds, different ethnicity. You got people who American Indian and they're dark skin. You got people from the Virgin Island, they're dark skin. You got people from the Virgin Islands who are light skin. I mean, you got a lot of people with like four to five or six ethnicity background, black and white, Mexican, Caucasian. I'm telling you, like, literally. So my question is this, because I really want us to see the truth. Really, we already get into a place where we see religion is man-made. Like, we've been knew that. We know religion is man-made. Now, come on now. Y'all know racism is man-made. Racism is man-made. That shit is made to put division, chaos. All it does is put division and chaos. It's an illusion. Because if you are spiritual and you believe in reincarnation and you have multiple ethnicity, how do you know that you didn't live another life in another complexion or another race or another ethnicity? How do you know that? Then we be sitting here, all this confusion that ain't got nothing to do with nothing, honestly. Like, for real. Seriously. Like, the hate is real. And all this stuff that they're planting, they input in you, whoever it is, I don't give a damn. Society implants hate, division, chaos, racism. Like, all this craziness, like, literally, like, think about it. Religion, we're getting to a place where it's being exposed. Religion is man-made. Please show me somewhere in the Bible where God and Jesus claimed a religion. Neither one of them claimed no religion. Neither one of them claimed no religion. When God created from the first day to the sixth day, he didn't say he created religion, because people make it like it's the most important thing on the planet. God created things, not religion. Then you skip all the way back to the New Testament, where Jesus literally went in the synagogue and started flipping tables. Do you know, like, a synagogue now, back then, a synagogue now, the representation is a church. And to me, that representation meant that the church turned the house of God into a business. And that pissed Jesus off. And he came and started throwing everything. But notice this. The only thing he did not throw was the dove. Those were one of the things that he actually created, that God actually created in the beginning. Why wasn't that destroyed? He opened the little cage and freed the little birdies. This is what happened. So I'm gonna need y'all to really think and sit still and literally think, like, these, what is actually man-made and what is actually created by your creator, whoever you believe in. Because if you believe in your creator, you cannot be believing in things that are created by man. Like, we have to be real. We have to be real, because I don't believe in things that was created by man. Because if I believe in something that was created by man, I believe in that man who created it dead. What kind of, I mean, that is a psychotic thinking, honestly. Because honestly, then you got John chapter 3, verse 16. That's what they teach in religion. God so loved the world and all the things in the world. If anybody loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Blah, blah, blah. That part. I'm not going to say blah, blah, blah. Excuse me. That part. Then why don't they ever talk about John chapter 10, verse 34? I never understand why in the world nobody speaks about John chapter 10, verse 34. And let me read it to you. It said, Jesus replied, "It is written in your own scriptures that God said to certain leaders of the people, 'I say, you are gods.'" Boom. That, you think that will ever be taught in a church? Really? They don't. And if you're created in God's image and Jesus is God's son, God created you, you are God's child. What does that make you? I'm so sorry. And I'm going to say it. That makes you a God. So stop giving your power. If you're a God, if you are a God, take control of reality, your own reality, and start creating your life. Stop giving power to other people to create your reality. When you give power and energy to serve others and other people, and you give power literally for other people to control everything, then you sit there sitting mad, angry. Oh, this person is doing this. Da, 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 da. You gave them power. So how is that anybody's fault but your own? This stuff is literally in plain sight. And we have to see the truth and start digging deep internally, not externally. You can't believe everything you see with the naked eye. You have to start digging and start traveling inside yourself so you can start seeing with your soul and spiritual eyes, or your third eye, whatever you want to call it. You understand? Like, and these things, like, come on, y'all. I didn't go to school. I mean, I went to school, but I wasn't an intelligent major, like, every, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I've always been, like, into spirituality. You know, I've always questioned things. Like, this is how I've always been. I always question things. And let me tell you something. Somebody that is hiding something, and if you question them, they will never, and you question them, let me tell you, this is how you know you're around the wrong person. When you question, when you ask a question, let me tell you, there ain't no question that is dumb or stupid. Do you hear me? Ain't no question dumb or stupid. But let me tell you how you know you are around the wrong person and somebody is not telling you, like, seriously, the wrong people. When you ask a question and somebody get offended, if they can't give you a direct answer or just answer the question, like, why do you get offended when I ask you a question? There ain't no question dumb or stupid. I wouldn't know unless I ask the question and get and receive the answer, right? That's how we grow. Like, that's just, you know what I'm saying? But if you ask a question and somebody get irritated, oh, it's time to go and it's time to cancel. Now, that's what you call rebuke. I'm so sorry. For real, though. But, yeah. So, yeah, I just cracked myself up, y'all. But, anyway. Now, that's what you call rebuke. For real. That's how you rebuke. That's now you gotta rebuke that and walk it out. Put your shield of protection and keep it moving. Anybody that gets uncomfortable when you're asking them questions, I don't even want to know your answer or your response after that, because you're not going to tell me the truth. Because now I want, you know what I'm saying? What am I, I'm just asking, you know, like, anyway, y'all think about what I just said. It has been a while, and I've been sitting on this, and I've been thinking about it, because honestly, I have a lot that I want to say. I really have a lot that I want to say, but my biggest issue is I'm always thinking about what other people respond is going to be to what I say. And I'm starting to get to a place that I don't give a damn about how people think or whatever. I can't control that. All I can do is control what I say. And being different is awesome. And I'm not out here looking to look like everybody. I'm different. And I'm a own that, and I'm a walk it. Because I am different, and I never understood what made me special. What made me special is the way I look at things, the way I view things, the way I dissect things, the way I internalize things, and the way I explain things and tell stories. You know what I'm saying? But it took me a while, but I'm getting there. But I'm going to start dropping episode when I think about something. I'm going to be dropping episode just like how I did today. And I do apologize. Well, I'm not going to apologize. I had to go through this process. I had to go through this process, but it's done. So, and it's going to take time, because y'all know I am very honest, and I tell y'all, like, I talk to y'all and tell y'all what's up with me. And I wish y'all can give me the same thing and reciprocate the same thing and let me know what's up with y'all. Like, there's comments that y'all can leave on my Spotify podcast. Y'all can also DM me on my IG, because I know a lot of y'all follow me. So y'all need to go over there and start talking to me and commenting. Y'all got to start commenting on the posts that I put. Like, come on, y'all. Reciprocate the energy. I'm sitting here sharing some information. Y'all got to reciprocate. Y'all got to show some love. Y'all got to show me some love. Y'all got to show me some love. Okay? So at least I can start. You know what I mean? I want to know my audience. I want to talk to y'all. And also, y'all gotta also push me too, because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I don't want to make an episode because, you know, in the beginning, I wasn't getting that much engagement. I was not getting that much engagement. And I'm going to be honest, I was not getting that much engagement. But a lot of people have been asking me, why did I stop doing my podcast, all this stuff. But the reason why I stopped doing my podcast is because I wasn't getting that much engagement. So I'm not going to lie. Like, I almost gave up. But I said, no, I'm not going to give up on a vision that I see. I don't expect anybody to have the same vision or believe in my vision. So that was, you know what I mean? We all go through these little things and little process. And this is my baby. I've always wanted it. So I'm not going to allow what other people do to dictate what I'm doing. And I'm getting into that place. We all go through these things. You know what I mean? And it all boils down to knowing your identity. You feel me? Knowing your identity. Even the things that I just said about racism. You know, all that stuff. Because spirituality is self, is inner self, you know, is finding out what you believe in internally, inside, you know, because it's individually. Everybody's spirituality is not going to be the same. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, everything boils down to knowing thyself, their true identity. You have to know your true identity, because once you know your true identity, you become unbreakable, unstoppable, unmovable, untamable, relentless. You understand me? Like, you are flat-footed, planted, solid, grounded, and can't no storm, no mountain, no nothing, no wind, no storm, no water, no, you cannot be moved. That is what it means, knowing your identity. And that's how we have to be. That's how we have to be. Because when they try to live off our energies and our wills and our fears, we're going to be flat-footed. We're going to be flat-footed, planted, and grounded so deep inside and believing in ourselves and in our higher power, our higher self and our creator and our ancestors, that we will never be able to be broken ever again. You understand what I'm saying? So this is how I want us to get up this morning and walk it out. Oh, like the queens and kings we are meant to be. That we are been. We have been. We just allow somebody to steal our crown. Now grab that crown and put it back on your head and keep it moving. You understand what I'm saying? Like, let that crown shine. Own your shit. And also, take accountability, my nigga. Take accountability. Excuse me. Y'all need to learn how to take accountability, too. I'm sorry. This is the last thing I'm saying. Because I got to get out of here and go to work. So, y'all have to learn how to take accountability because a lot of us have learned how to be comfortable. And being comfortable, I don't know who in the world grows in comfortability. Being comfortable, there's no way you're growing. You have to learn how to live uncomfortably comfortable. Because the reason why they say the truth hurt but it sets you free is because the truth makes you uncomfortable. Do you understand what I'm saying? Something that makes you uncomfortable, don't run from it. But now, come on now, hold up. Let me take that back. So there is, there's a negative uncomfortability, but there's also anything that makes you uncomfortable, don't run from it. It is growing you. On a soul and an intellectual level. Let me repeat that. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, and I mean uncomfortable, and I feel a lot of people are so sensitive because we gotta allow ourselves to take some constructive criticism. Because I don't know why people be thinking that I'm so soft. You can't talk to me and be direct with me because y'all know my story. Like, y'all need to stop that. I don't need no pity parties. That is so annoying. Like, those are the type of people I don't even like being around because you're not going to keep it real with me. I don't like those kind of people. So when you come around me and you know my story, keep it real with me. Don't be trying to be, listen. We have to get to a place where we allow ourselves to live uncomfortably comfortable. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we have to. And we have to take some constructive criticism because that'd be the only way that we grow. I don't need nobody to be, I'm not a baby and I'm not vulnerable. What happened to me happened when I was a child, when I was six. And on top of that, I like pushing myself and challenging myself through my emotions to make them stronger. I want to know my weaknesses so I can sharpen them, not go to school and sharpen my, I don't know what the hell. Listen, I want to know my weaknesses so I can sharpen those weaknesses. So when that stuff come back around, I'm going to bulldoze that situation. Do you hear me? Like, that's how we got to think. Because that's how I think. That's how I operate. Like, I'm going to take a step back and I'm going to take a chill pill. Because I want to reevaluate myself. I want to see my weaknesses. Because, honestly, I'm going to be real. It's not people, it's you. Because if you really strengthen your weakness, that situation would not offend you or would not have hit you the way it hit you when it did. For real. We have to learn how to take accountability. That's all I got to say. All right, I'm out. I got to get in the shower. I got to get ready. I'm going to drop an episode one of these days when I feel like it. When I think something and I, We all go through these emotions and we all are evolving and growing. I'm just getting to the place where I'm confident to share my thoughts and speak up on what I think. And I like it. I'm starting to like it. So here y'all go. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Hit me up on my IG. Y'all already know my original is Grace_Mandela_original. And y'all already know our IG, our podcast IG handle. Hit me on my podcast IG handle for our podcast. It's Transform_Trauma_Into_Purpose. So, and also our podcast is on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, and plenty other plenty other, so many other platforms. So whichever you listen to, but I believe Spotify, you can send questions on there. If you can see a place that you can send me a comment or questions, feel free to hit me up on my IG handle or even on Facebook. Y'all know what's up. Love y'all. Y'all be safe out there. It's a little cold, so bundle up. Y'all know it's been this COVID and this cold and this disease has been out here. Like, it's raunchy. So, y'all, get it together. Kwaheri. Y'all know I'm from Kenya. Tutonana siku ingine. Asante sana. Nasikia. Nawapenda, 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 nawapenda sana. I love y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Mu enjoy weekend zenyu na mukue njema. Okay. Bye.